Our friend Mark, he shared this awesome story of a big-time celebrity, Wisconsin royalty, maybe.
Not maybe, without a doubt.
Yes, yes. Listen to what happened to him with his social media.
Who's the biggest celebrity that's ever liked, retweeted, commented on something you put on social media?
J.J. Watt, by far, the coolest thing ever. Yep.
How? What happened?
So, my friend tagged us on Facebook. My fiancé got a blanket for a bridal shower. With JJ's picture on it, because she's a big JJ Watt fan.
Okay.
So he tweeted it out and thought it was funny. And JJ Watt actually responded. And he wished us well and congratulations for our wedding. It was the coolest thing ever, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, fun day.
That's big time. And did you invite him to the wedding?
Oh, he better come to the wedding.
Yeah,
we sent him a message on Twitter and everything, and hopefully he can make it. May 26th, yeah.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
That is super, super awesome. And you can find at least some kind of like PR department where you can send him mail. Send him an invitation.
I know. So has that ever happened to you or a friend or family member, a celebrity actually liked something you threw on social media, or as big as Mark's story where J.J. Watt even commented back saying well wishes?
My family had a retweeting by someone who's probably the most famous person on earth. Right now, current President Trump. It was just before he won the election.
Yeah.
My dad is a very vocal and very political person. I am not.
Okay.
And he said some very vocal comments about said candidate at that time. That person heard about it and then tweeted out my dad's name and the union that he worked for.
Oh, because of union stuff?
Yes,
oh.
Which resulted in my family getting thousands of death threats.
What?
Yes.
My
dad was all over TV after that for about 2 or 3 months.
I guess after your name gets tweeted out, all the reporters want to know, who is this person?
It was a really, really big deal. But the funny thing was my dad's not even on Twitter. He has a flip phone. Somebody had to call him and tell him,
that makes it even better.
Trump has tweeted about you, and then my dad's like, what's Twitter? He had to look that up, and then we found out, and then of course all the anger, you know, came in on that. So yeah, my family was kind of pulled into a bit of a snake
crazy.
Pit.
How crazy.
Yeah, and a lot of people got very angry at that one there.
Oh, those trolls.
That was exactly what it was. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. Is your dad doing okay today?
Oh, he's doing fine. My dad said, hey, I've been president of a steelworkers union for 35 years. If you think a bunch of people that live in their mom's basement threatening to kill me and my family is a worry, we don't even care about that.
Geez, so. That's great.
It was interesting, though, that's for sure.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Luke is calling in 608-321-1063. You got some social media love from a celebrity?
Yeah, I did. So a while back, I tweeted at Jake Owen.
Oh.
He's been one of my favorites. So
long
story short, I tweeted at him, and I said, yeah, add me on Snapchat. And the guy actually did.
Really?
So I was sitting at a party with one of my friends. And it said, Barefoot Jake added you on Facebook, or on Snapchat. So
I
started looking at it, and it opened up this snap, and he said, hey, what's going on? And I'm sitting there with 15 people at a party, and we all Snapchatted him back, and he was sitting on his tour bus when he was playing Country Thunder. So it was like we probably sent 15 to 20 snaps back and forth, and then he would randomly send me a few snaps back in the middle of a day throughout the week.
That's cool.
Yeah, so we ended up just doing that. It was pretty neat. So,
That's
the reason why he's one of my favorites. He's a good guy.
Oh, man. Now, Lucas, you double-checked it was legit. He had the little blue check mark or something, right? It wasn't a fake Jake Owen? Yeah.
If he's sending videos, then that's got to be him.
That's true.
Yeah.
It was definitely him. So,
it was
really cool to see. And then I'd actually send him a direct video from Snapchat, and he would actually respond back with, like, the questions I asked and everything. And
we
ended up doing that for 5 or 6 months, and, you know, I'm sure he's moved on to bigger and better things than me. You know, a small town guy from McFarland, but
hey,
it was pretty cool.
That's why we love country music. That's how you get fans.
That's
you go
right.
out and you connect with them any way you can. Thanks so much for sharing
that's
that.
That's cool, Lucas.